From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Roy Acuff.
John Henry was a pretty boy, no bigger than the palm of your hand. He looked up at his mama and he cried, I'm gonna be a steel driving man, Lord, Lord. I'm gonna be a steel driving man. John Henry was a little bitty boy. He sat on his papa's knee. He looked up at his papa and he cried, the hammer will be the death of me, oh Lord. The hammer will be the death of me. Jimmy! Tomorrow be your burying day. Howdy, boys. John Henry drove steel in the mountains till his hammer caught on fire. And the last word I heard John Henry say, give me a cool water, before I die, oh Lord. A cool drink of water, before I die. Well, thank you, friends, and all the Smoky Mountain boys, and I want to welcome you to the Grand Ole Opry. Got a big show for you tonight. Grant Turner, tell the folks about it, will you?
I sure will, Roy, because everybody's favorite folks will be out here on the stage of the Ryman as the Ole Opry rolls along. There's Rod Brasfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Jimmy Riddle, Bashful Brother Oswald, the Jug Band, and the entire Opry gang.
And I invited over some friends of mine and yours, the Tennessee Mountain Boys, Johnny and Jack, and the queen of country music singers, Miss Kitty Wells. Well, folks, we haven't stood up here and listened to his big whoppers in such a long time. We're going to get right to him. So here is that Hornwall flash, Mr. Rod Brasfield.
Howdy, Mr. Acuff.
Hello, Rod.
Glad to see you, buddy.
Glad to see you.
Roy, have you noticed how everything is changing nowadays?
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you the truth, that your world is moving fast, ain't it?
It certainly is.
The mothers don't raise their babies like they used to. I remember when I was a little teeny-weeny baby. I remember.
By the way, Rod, speaking of babies, where were you born?
In a hospital.
In the hospital? You sick?
No, I just wanted to be close to Mommy.
Well, that's a good idea, though, ain't it? What was the date?
Date? Uh-huh. 1910 A.D.
What is the A.D. for?
After dark.
Oh.
You
well,
take the way...
Early morning.
The way things is changing by now, it's just awful. The mothers, my mama used to pick me up when I was a little baby and sang pretty to me, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, she'd say, go to sleep, my baby. Pretty, you know?
Yeah,
nowadays, these mothers... Yeah, these mothers nowadays just grab them up and say, oh, shake, rattle and roll. I don't see how a baby sleeps awake. And there ain't nothing right if you'll stop and think about it.
Now, this what do you mean?
I was walking down Church Street today and passed a big barber shop with a big sign hanging out there in front that says, shoes shined on the inside. Now, who wants your shoes shined inside?
I don't know.
I was walking along there just like a human, paying no attention to everybody's business but mine. And by now, the feller passed me in a little old one-horse wagon, and he was slapping that mule on the back with the lines, and he was saying, get up here! Get up here! Now, if that mule gets up there, where's he going? There ain't nothing right. Oh, sir, by Ned, they've got these new automobiles today. You just push a button and drive it. Next thing you know, all you're going to have to do is just push a button and it'll tune your guitar.
I wish you'd tell Sean Jackson that, would you?
There ain't nothing right. Us human beings ain't even built right. Now, you take you, there's both of your eyes right in the front end of your head.
Yes, they are.
Or to be one back here in the back end of your head. So you can see where you're coming from, just same as where you're going at. And there's your old nose sticking up there on the front of your face, just spoils your whole face. And your mouth. Look where your mouth is. That ain't no place for your mouth, Roy.
What?
No, your mouth ought to be up here on top of your head.
Top?
Yeah, and then if you wake up late for work in the morning, you can throw your breakfast in your hat, put your hat on, and eat it all the way to work.
Say, Roy, I got a question for you. Did you know that there are 1,440 minutes in a day?
No, I didn't, Grant.
And did you know that every minute of every pipe-smoking day, Prince Albert is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco?
Say, Grant, pop smokers go for P.A.'s natural tobacco taste.
Yes, they know nature herself put the flavor in P.A., and Prince Albert's own special process holds and heightens the rich, natural flavor of fine tobacco. Every time you light up with PA, you're sure of getting a cool, comfortable smoke.
Prince Albert is crimp cut, too, so it packs neat and firm. Smoke smooth and long burning. No wonder it's America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Now all you pipe and Makin's men can enjoy natural tobacco taste. Get yourselves Prince Albert smoking tobacco. It's the national joy smoke.
Well, here are some fellas now who have been out with me making personal appearances. We've been appearing all over the 48 states, and everywhere we went, the folks received them just like you folks here at the old Ryman Auditorium. Let's bring them out, will ye? I'd like you to meet Johnny and Jack. Thank you very, very much. Mighty nice. Say, Johnny, you brought a little lady along with you here. Just for what purpose?
That's Miss Ruby Wells. She recorded this number with us.
What number are you going to do, Johnny?
We're going to do this one on the RCA Victor label called I Want to Be Loved.
Oh, you recorded this on the RCA, Victor, and you want to do it for the folks here listening to our Prince Albert show tonight?
That's right.
And Ruby's going to help you?
She's going to help
you. All right, let's listen to Johnny and Jack and Miss Ruby Wells sing I Want to Be Loved. Johnny and Jack, you know all the fine years I've been on the Grand Ole Opry, I've always thought one of the best customs we had and have is our sacred songs. We'd like to do one of them for you now and ask Johnny and Jack and Miss Kitty to help us out. Shake My Mother's Hand for me.
When you reach
that golden city. Friends and loved ones you will see when the saints come out to meet you.
Oh, shake my mother's hand for me. Shake my mother's hand and tell her happy master it's been when the saints come out to meet you. Oh, shake my mother's hand for me.
Thank you, folks. Thanks a lot. Well, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, Roy, what's the surest way to roll up a perfect making cigarette?
Grant, that's easy. Use Prince Albert smoking tobacco and an OCB paper.
Well, Roy's got the right idea, friends. With Prince Albert, you're sure of a making cigarette that rolls neat and easy, smokes mild and tasty. Now, PA is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And PA's exclusive process holds and heightens this rich, natural flavor.
Being crimp cut, Prince Albert doesn't blow around or dribble out the ends.
So, fellas, see for yourselves why Prince Albert is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. Just ask for PA.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test. That proves Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Well, folks, we like to kind of switch the program around a little bit and offer you a little bit of all kinds of music. So we're going to get the jug band in here and kind of tear things apart. Say, Pap, by the way, what you got on the program tonight for the
yes,
jug band?
We're going to do a little bit of Maybelline like Oz. We'll tune that jug up before very little.
Tune her up, Oz.
Maybelline.
Oh, Maybelline,
why can't you be true?
Maybelline,
why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. As I went to motivating over the hill, saw Maybelline in a crimson bill. Cadillac rolling down an open road, nothing can pass my V8 Ford. Cadillac doing about 95, bumper to bumper and side to side.
Maybelline,
why can't you be true?
Maybelline,
why can't you be true?
Why can't you be true?
You done started back doing things you used to do.
Hey.
Cadillac pulled up ahead of the Ford. Ford got hot, couldn't do no more. Clouded up and started to rain. Tooted my horn for a passing lane. Rainwater blowing all under my hood. Know what I'm doing, my motor good. Maybelline,
oh, Maybelline.
Why can't you be true? Maybelline,
oh,
why can't you be true?
I hate to be true.
You done started back doing the things you used to do. And the heat went down. That's when I heard that highway sound. Cadillac looking like a ton of lead. 110 half a mile ahead. Cadillac looked like it was setting still. Caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline,
oh, Maybelline.
Why can't you be true?
Why can't you be true?
Maybelline,
oh, Maybelline.
Why can't you be true?
Why can't you be true?
You done started back doing the thing to you.
Fine, Daniel. Thank you very much. You know, a few minutes ago, I mentioned what what a fine custom our sacred songs were. And right now, I have another custom to follow. I'm about to bring out a little lady who's long been a part of the Opry and who has helped make it what it is today. Well, I've been saving up for this, so give me some room, boys. Give my chest a chance to get out with you. Friends and neighbors, here she comes. Cousin Minnie Pearl!
You. Well, Roy, this is the finest thing that's happened to me in a long time. I'm so glad you're back with us here.
Thank
you,
Minnie.
We're just so proud to have you on the PA show.
It's certainly good to be here with you. You're looking mighty good tonight.
Oh, thank you, Roy. I made this dress myself.
Well, it's a very pretty dress. You made it, huh?
Yeah.
I bet you save a lot of money in making this dress.
I do save a lot of money. You see, this dress I didn't pay but $2.99 for it.
$2.99 and a half cents?
Uh-huh.
How do you get such an odd figure?
Well, I eat too much.
Oh.
I got an hourglass figure, but it's later than you think. Well, sir, I want to tell y'all something you didn't know. I've done got me a car, and I'm learning to drive.
You don't mean it.
I got me one of these here newfangled cars. It's just like my feller. No clutch.
Oh.
Well, sir, and I've been learning to drive, and today one of them cops here in town stopped me, and he said I was speeding. I wasn't. I was just going a little faster than ordinary. And he said, you better stop that speeding. You don't drive well enough. I can see that to speed like that. I said, what are you talking about? That's why I can drive any way I want to. I know how to drive. I can drive fast if I want to. He says, all right, you are so smart. I'm going to throw a handkerchief down here, and you drive by and pick it up with your teeth. So I done it just pretty as you please. Drive by and picked up the handkerchief with my teeth. Of course, I had to drive back by and pick up my teeth. Well, he made him so mad, he didn't know what to do. He was mad. He said, you keep that up, I'll take you to jail. I said, listen, I'm just rushing to obey the law. I'm rushing downtown to get me a pair of glasses so I can see to pass my driver's test. He said, well, your car looks funny to me. He said, it's painted red on one side and blue on the other. I said, well, that may look funny, but it sure is convenient. When I have an accident, you just ought to hear them witnesses contradicting one another. Bye now, see you next time.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you, Cousin Minnie Pearl, and she is a little daisy. And I promised you she was with us tonight, and I think it's high time we had another little lady out here for a song. For years now, she has been the number one country music singer, and she will always be to us. All of us that gather here at the Ryman Auditorium waiting for her, and I know you'll welcome her in. Let's meet Miss Kitty Wells. Miss Kitty, what are you going to sing for us tonight?
Roy, I'd like to do one of my latest releases on a Decca record called The Lonely Side of Town.
Well, just all of them on the Decca label that you do are good. Let's hear this one.
Uptown tonight, where all the bright lights glow. could be uptown with you tonight. For I'm afraid that you found someone new you like. Now I don't want to give away my wedding gown and be left on the lonely side of town.
Thank you very much, Kitty. We enjoyed that. Well, we just heard some pretty music, and as you know, you always have to take a little of the crazy with the sensible, or maybe I should say the bitters with the sweets. That means it's time to turn bashful Brother Oswald loose. Oswald, what's smoking?
Prince Albert's smoking, Roy. Now that she's my curly-headed baby, sit on Mama D. She's my curly-headed baby. She's from sunny Tennessee. I have loved her since I met her more than any tongue can tell. If she leaves me for another, I could never say farewell. Now please. Can everybody hear me all right?
Bashful Brother Oswald with the curly-headed baby. Well, friends and neighbors, I want to get Oswald to help me on a little number. It's one that sometime back we recorded on For the Deck of People, and it seems to be doing right well around over the country. Hope all of you here at the All Auditorium and all of you out there listening in will enjoy Crazy Worried Mind. I'm going crazy with these worries on my mind.
Oh, these worries all the time, crazy notions on my mind. Don't know what I'm gonna do without you. All I do is sit and cry since the day we said goodbye. Only the memories of you and a crazy worried mind.
I am still in love with you. Oh, your love I wanna win. Won't you take me back again? Can't you see I'm going crazy with these worries on my mind?
Oh, these worries all the time, crazy notions on my mind. Don't know what I'm gonna do without you. All I do is sit and cry since the day we said goodbye. Only the memories of you and of crazy were in my
mind. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed your little stay at the Grand Ole Opry tonight, and all the Opry folks look forward to visiting with you again next week. We'll come calling for you in the old buckboard, and up in the driver's seat will be that fine little fellow, little Jimmy Dickens. Jimmy's guest will be Charlie Walker, along with the whole gang of the Grand Ole Opry to have a lot of fun for you. Till then, this is Roy Acuff speaking for the Smoky Mountain Boys, Johnny and Jack, Kitty Wells, everybody, and saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry. Good night, everyone.
You win with New Cavalier, the king-size smoke with a king-size taste.
You win extra enjoyment with New Cavalier, for the smoke feels as good as it tastes.
Yes, New Cavalier cigarettes taste great. You draw lots of rich, natural flavor through the cooling extra length of Cavalier's top crop tobaccos.
And Cavalier feels great, too. Gives you a smooth, easy-going smoke that feels good to you smoke after smoke.
That's right. That's wonderful news about New Cavalier. The smoke feels as good as it tastes.
Today's the day for you to win new smoking enjoyment from Cavalier's unique combination of rich taste and smooth feel.
Look for the new king-size Cavalier cigarettes in the bright red, white, and gold package. Win more smoking enjoyment with New Cavalier, a sure winner.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.
WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville, Tennessee.